Good day, and thanks for tuning in this weekend edition of Radio On The Go News. It's Memorial Day holiday weekend 2026. Happy unofficial start of summer from the Radio On The Go newsroom in Hampton. I'm Sean Dietz reporting. We've got some spectacular weather lined up for outdoor holiday plans, though the National Weather Service is keeping an eye on a few storm chances on the horizon. Sunday daytime hours look absolutely beautiful. Expect wall-to-wall sunshine and a warm high reaching the low 80s along with a south-southwest wind gusting up to 18 miles per hour. However, you'll want to keep an eye on the sky later in the day. The Weather Service notes that a few strong storms could develop across northwest and north-central Iowa late Sunday afternoon into the evening hours, with hail and strong winds being the primary threats. For us locally here, right in our own backyard, we do carry a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 a.m. on Sunday night, with an overnight low in the mid-50s. Spotter activation not anticipated at this time. Looking ahead to Memorial Day on Monday, any overnight activity will clear out early to leave us with a hot and sunny Monday. We're looking at highs pushing the mid to upper 80s with breezy south winds gusting as strong as 20 miles per hour, perfect for any afternoon backyard barbecues. Intermittent thunderstorm chances return as we head into the midweek, but severe weather is not anticipated at this time. We'll have more in that regional weather forecast following the news. We start there with a two-vehicle crash with minor injuries that was reported on Friday afternoon in rural Cerro Gordo County. According to the sheriff's office there, deputies were dispatched at about 3:18 p.m. to the intersection of 255th Street and Lark Avenue near Mason City. Authorities say 70-year-old Becky Karstens of Rockwell was driving a 2021 Nissan Rogue southbound on Lark Avenue and had stopped at the intersection before pulling into the path of a westbound 2016 Ford Fusion driven by 20-year-old Kylie Stillman of Ackley. The vehicles collided in the intersection, causing disabling damage to both vehicles. Stillman was treated at the scene by Mason City and Clear Lake fire medics for minor injuries. That crash remains under investigation by the Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office. Well, staying to the north of us here, a stretch of U.S. Highway 65 between Sheffield and Rockwell will close later this month as crews begin a bridge replacement project over the West Fork of the Cedar River. According to the Iowa Department of Transportation, the roadway closure is scheduled to begin on Tuesday, and that is expected to remain in place through the summer until August 11th, weather permitting. During construction, motorists will be directed around the work zone using a posted detour route. Drivers traveling on Highway 65 will head east on Franklin County Road C-13 for about 2 miles to Franklin and Cerro Gordo County Road S-56. Traffic will then travel north on S-56 for approximately 11.5 miles to Cerro Gordo County Road B-43 before heading west for about 4 miles back to Highway 65. Transportation officials are reminding drivers to slow down and remain alert in work zones. The Iowa DOT noted that fines for moving violations are at least double in construction areas. Updated travel information and current road conditions are always available at 511ia.org and in the 511 mobile app. Well, the Parkersburg Police Department is reminding residents to follow several city safety and nuisance regulations as summer activity increases across area communities. In a recent Facebook post, the Parkersburg Police Department said that officers have received multiple complaints involving children riding bicycles, scooters, e-bikes, and e-scooters through stop signs and into traffic without watching for oncoming vehicles. Police are encouraging parents to make sure children understand and obey traffic laws to help prevent injury. The department also reminded residents that golf cart operators must have a valid driver's license and insurance and may only operate on city streets between sunrise and sunset. Golf carts are also required to display a slow-moving vehicle sign and bicycle safety flag. Additional reminders addressed property maintenance and parking rules. Police say grass and weeds must be kept under 8 inches and grass clippings should not be blown into streets while mowing. The department also warned against blocking sidewalks, fire hydrants, and mailboxes with parked vehicles, saying those violations create safety and accessibility concerns for residents. Important reminders there from the Parkersburg Police as we head into the busy summer season. Well, Butler County EMS recently wrapped up their latest EMT training class with 10 students completing the course. Butler County EMS Coordinator Kerry Coates says the class began in January and finished in late April. The program started with 12 students and 10 completed the course. Participants came from Butler County and surrounding areas, including Riceville, Grundy Center, and Bremer County. Coates says the class gives students the fundamentals of emergency medical care.
This class teaches them the fundamentals, the nuts and bolts of emergency medical care. It teaches them how to take care of a medical patient, say like a stroke, cardiac arrest, to a simple fall, to a multi-trauma situation. We train them all. And with the EMT, they're allowed to transport. So it helps out everybody.
In the classes, students learned patient assessment, splinting, how to remove patients from vehicles, how to use ambulance equipment, and how to communicate during emergency calls. Additionally, the course prepares students for situations ranging from scene safety to taking patients to the emergency room. Butler County EMS has now completed 3 training classes and may offer an advanced EMT class in January, depending on interest. Coates says Butler County EMS has also become an advanced paramedic level service.
I'm looking forward to teaching some more. I would like to throw out a thing for Butler County EMS. We just became an advanced / paramedic level service, so we can provide a higher level of care to those that we serve. We're pretty proud of that. We've been working really long and hard on that as well. We're doing the work. We're going to help out as many people as we possibly can, if it comes from education to advanced or paramedic level care that's needed. We're trying.
Coates encourages anyone interested in EMS to reach out, saying she's available to help connect them with training opportunities. Good thing to have in our rural communities there. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says President Trump's 2-day trade trip to China last week should prove fruitful for Iowa farmers, as China has agreed to buy at least 25 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans in each of the following 3 years.
On top of its soybean commitment, China will purchase at least 17 billion per year in ag products, and will restore access to beef and poultry products.
Reports say China also agreed to buy U.S.-made passenger jets from Boeing. The White House released some details of the trip last Sunday, but China has not confirmed any of those reported details. Senator Grassley from Butler County says it's a good starting point.
We've got a commitment on soybeans for what China announced last year. For 3 years in a row, they're going to continue to do that. They made more commitments. It seems to me that those are pretty significant movements.
President Trump says China's leader will visit the U.S. in September for further trade talks. China is Iowa's 4th largest trading partner behind Canada, Mexico, and Japan. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative says Iowa exported $756 million in goods, mostly agricultural, to China last year. Well, in other area political news, State Senator Mark Lofgren has announced his endorsement of Republican Beau Claver of Camrar in the upcoming race for Iowa House District 55. Lofgren represents Iowa Senate District 48, which includes the Muscatine area in far southeast Iowa along the Mississippi River. According to a press release, Lofgren voiced his support for Claver following this year's legislative session, where Claver served as a Senate clerk for State Senator Annette Sweeney of Iowa Falls. Lofgren praised Claver's communication skills, intellect, and agricultural background. He noted that Claver's real-life experience running a business prepares him well to be a valuable contributing member of the legislature. The endorsement comes as campaigns prepare for the last few days before the primary for the open seat, which is vacant because of current state representative Shannon Latham chose not to seek re-election. Claver is running against Roland Mayer Curtis Bauer for the Republican nomination. GOP voters in District 55 will decide the party's nominee at the polls on Tuesday, June 2nd. Well, here's a sign of summer for you. The Clarksville Popcorn Stand is open as of this weekend. The longtime summer destination is open 6 until 8:30 p.m. on Saturdays and Sunday from Memorial Day weekend until at least Labor Day. The stand is located in downtown Clarksville in the City Park on Main Street. The Clarksville Popcorn Stand has been a traditional weekend stop for generations. The business has a history dating back nearly 100 years and moved to its more central location on Main Street about 15 years ago with the construction of a new building. The stand is operated by volunteers, with proceeds distributed to community projects and organizations through a grant-making process each winter. The menu remains simple, featuring fresh popcorn topped with real butter, no imitations or added ingredients. More information, including special event hours, is available on the Facebook page for the Clarksville Popcorn Stand. Hampton American Legion Post 183 is hosting their Memorial Day service on Monday. That'll be at 10 a.m. at Banshell Park in town. The program includes presentation of the colors, presentation of wreaths, a performance by the Hampton Dumont Cal and Community Band, the traditional 13 folds of the flag, a reading of the Gettysburg Address by State Representative Shannon Latham, and a reading of In Flanders Fields by Hampton Dumont Cal student Soraya Whalen Flores. Lieutenant Colonel Brad Tegetz will serve as the keynote speaker this year. The service will honor local veterans through music, readings, and ceremony. That will be broadcast live on Monday on 104.9 KLMJ. And the Parkersburg Memorial Day service is on Monday as well. That'll be broadcast live on 99 The Wave at 9 a.m. There's more online at radioonthego.com. We invite you to follow us on social media. We're at Radio On The Go on Facebook, X, and YouTube. Check us out on our mobile app as well. Just search Radio on the Go on your smart device or Roku TV. Hampton Chronicle is on social media as well on Facebook and Instagram. A new edition of the Chronicle drops on newsstands on Tuesday and in your mailbox for subscribers on Wednesday. There's more to come, including a look at your regional weather forecast. Stay tuned. From the Radio on the Go newsroom in Hampton, I'm Sean Dietz, wishing you a happy and safe Memorial Day weekend.